This is a recording of the Chattanooga Pipe Band competing at the Greenville Scottish Games, which took place at Furman University in South Carolina. This group of Chattanooga musicians won that competition, and they've won several others as well. One of the band members joins me today to talk about their winning streak and how exactly they compete in Scottish Games. His name is Dyron Cundiff. Dyron, welcome to A Rounded About.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, when we say pipe band, obviously we're talking about bagpipes. That's what we're hearing right now. How many musicians are a part of this band?
Right now, we have about 15 to 20 pipers and 5 to 10 drummers.
So it's a pretty big group. When you're performing, is it all the group all the time, or do you just have some of them some of the time?
We try to get everybody, but, you know, people's schedules conflict, and we try to get an impressive group out there every time.
The group, and obviously we're on radio, people can't see it, but the group looks just fantastic. You've got these uniforms with the kilts and everything. Could you describe what you look like when you're out on the field playing?
We wear the traditional pipe band, competition pipe band. We have the kilts, and we have our shoes, which are called gillies, and we have the big hose, and we have the, you know, we looked a part of the nice dress top with the vest and everything, and here recently we just ordered and have some new cufflinks, the little City of Chattanooga cufflinks that we wear, just a little added thing for this year.
And the band has got not only bagpipe players, but also Scottish drumming. What is Scottish drumming? How is that different from just regular old drumming?
Well, it's a mixture. We'll have the big bass drummer, and he kind of keeps the tempo for everybody. And then we have the snare drummers, and the really loud, that really gets people going, marching. And the tenors kind of backing up the bass drummer and everything. And the drummers are pretty exciting. They're pretty exciting to listen to.
The band's website, you say that you're having a banner year because you're winning a lot of contests. Every contest that you've entered so far this year, you placed first at the Rural Hill Scottish Festival and Highland Games, first place at Smoky Mountain Highland Games, first place at Greenville Scottish Games. What goes on at these games? What do people do? What kind of competition is it?
Well, there's different grades, and most of the ones we play at, there's a grade 5 and a grade 4 and a grade 3, and we're the grade 4, and it's the competitions are usually about seven or eight bands, and they're made up of Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, and there'll be a circle, and there's a line where the band, we get in our formation, our traditional Scottish military formation. And we march off into the circle up, play our medley. We have two different, depending on what day the competition is, you either do a medley or what they call an MSR, your march, the stress bay and reel.
What's that?
It's a different type of music. There'll be a march. It's how it's made up of. So you have a march, and then the next type of tune is called a stress bay. It's kind of your dancing. Like you'll see the Scottish dancers too.
Oh wow!
And then a real fast up tempo.
What do they judge you on? How do they say you're better at this specific aspect than the other seven or eight bands there?
There'll be four judges. There's two piping judges, and you know they're listening to the pipers, how the unison. That's always what you want, unison. Everybody playing the same thing at the same time, and there'll be a drumming judge. And then there's the ensemble judge. How well is everybody playing together? Are the, you know, you got the two judges listen to the pipers, the drummer judge listen to the drummers, and then that judge sits back and how is it all blending together?
And you're winning all these competitions. I mean, it sounds like you really are having a pretty amazing year right now.
When we won the last competition last year at Stone Mountain, and when we left there, we knew. We didn't, you know, we'd play second, third, and a few of the other competitions. But when we left Stone Mountain, we knew, we had this feeling that this is going to be, this next season is going to be something. We're really coming together. We had a lot of new players come from, they drive all the way from Huntsville, Alabama. We have a few coming from Atlanta.
Wow.
So we knew there was, the potential was there. It's just been something. Incredible.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
the website says that the band can be hired for different events. What are the kind of events that people hire you for?
Different corporate events or like at Shamrock City, we'll play up at it. A few of the local churches, the Presbyterian churches, they do the kirking where they usher in the tartan.
Oh, wow.
They have the ties back to Scotland.
Yeah.
And so the band will come out and parade them in as they parade their tartan, the tartans in, the different families representing their clans and all that. So they'll hire us for that. And then at the UTC game at halftime.
Oh, cool.
In November, we play at that. And then this year, when Chattanooga goes to Knoxville, I believe it's October the 11th, we'll be playing at halftime. We're getting together with the Knoxville band there, and we'll play at halftime of that game.
And funerals. I understand you play some funerals. You get some, maybe an unusual song request at a funeral.
I did one recently, and Rocky Top was requesting. People are aware Rocky Top can be played on bagpipes.
So. Yeah. I mean, I know some people who are probably going to be buried in orange coffins and want Rocky Top there. Yeah, it's wow. And you actually have a CD out right now. I'm going to try to pronounce this. Musicae Fidelis. Is that?
I know. Yes.
What does that actually mean?
It means faithful to the music, really keeping strong ties to the Scottish music.
And you're actually open to new members. You let people kind of join. How do you become a member, particularly if you're somebody who like thinks bagpipes are really cool, but you've never played them before?
Right. That's one of the big things. There's so many people that, you know, if I'm not Scottish, I can't play them. You know, I'm born and raised in Texas. No Scottish really in me. I picked these up when I was 20. I'm going through college, and you know, it's not impossible for anybody as long as you have the want. We practice at one of the local churches here. It's at Northside Presbyterian at 923 Mississippi Avenue. And, you know, we can get you started, what you need, practice chanter, books, and everything. And one of the guys in the band will kind of take you and get you started and help you with everything. I mean, it's a commitment, but it's possible. As long as the drive is there and you want to do it, you want to do something different, it's very possible.
Well, it sounds like it'd be so different than, you know, just picking up a guitar and playing rock songs with your friends or something like that.
I've tried the guitar three times and never could get the guitar.
Well, Dyron, thank you so much for joining us. How do people contact the band? What is the website?
We have two. Both websites will send you to the same one. There's the www.cocpb.org, and then there's www.chattanoogapipeband.com. Or if you just Google Chattanooga Pipe Band, It'll take you right there to it. And it's got, if you want to hire us, where we practice at, all the tabs are up on the top. Any way of contacting us, anything that we can do.
Well, thank you.
Yep, you bet.
That was Dyron Cundiff talking about the City of Chattanooga Pipe Band. And one more accolade for the band. They're currently ranked on this system, and they're ranked at a grade 4. They're expected to move up to a grade 3, which could mean even bigger and better things for them. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.